my skin, filling buckets from the ceiling with the drip, drip, drip. And when I turn up my stereo, the CD skips. It's cabin fever. It's cabin fever. Cabin fever's driving me wild. Cabin fever. It's cabin fever. Cabin fever's breaking on in. Just me, myself, and a mangy dog sitting real still like a bump on a log. I'm staring at the fire that I struggle to keep. He's staring at the walls cause the mice never sleep. It's cabin fever. It's cabin fever. Cabin fever's driving me wild. Cabin fever. Expressionless face, I'm stomping my boots all over this place with the hot and wild look in the eye. I'm hollering my story with the wail and a cry. Yeah, I'm hollering my story with the wail and a cry. It's cabin fever. It's cabin fever. Cabin fever's driving me wild.
That's Jack Pine and the Fire with Cabin Fever from their 2017 album, Left to Our Own Devices. Jack Pine are the musical vehicle for Ottawa's Gareth Audenhoe. I had a chance to meet Gareth at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. He actually played in our room, which is the Folking Cats Meow, that we run late night at Folk Music Ontario every year. And Jack Pine, Gareth Audenhoe, is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. How are you doing, Gareth?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Now, it's bright and early, so if we both seem a little tired, that's probably because we didn't get to bed before 4 a.m. And now
yeah,
it's not much
not
after
4.
Not much after 9 o'clock. So the song we started off with first, Cabin Fever, I think was the single from the new album. Now, the new album is Jack Pine and the Fire, but you as Jack Pine also play solo. But
I do.
I thought what we'll do is let's talk about your music generally.
Sure.
We'll talk about the new album and then let's touch on some of your solo stuff as well. So tell us a little bit about how you got started in music. That's always a good place to start.
How I got started? Well, I started playing guitar at 12 kind of thing. I played piano and childhood stuff. Yeah, I basically holed myself up in my room until I was in university, and then I started playing some songs and writing. I wrote my first song, I think, in first year university, and I was doing open mics and stuff with a little band there. Eventually, I started a band called Slackjaw Sinners, based on the fact that I finished university and started hitchhiking across Canada. And my dad got me a mandolin for that. I asked him for a mandolin because it was a little more portable than a guitar. So I was just learning mandolin, and I was listening to a lot of old time and actually a lot of really random stuff. I would go to the library once a week and take out 12 albums of any sort and listen to them and just consume. And there was a lot of like Smithsonian folkways and like old-time music. Basically, I was really into the old-time sound back then. And yeah, I started a band called Slackjaw Sinners eventually with a few of my songs, which actually are on the first the Jack Pine and the Fire album. I converted to Jack Pine and the Fire before I released those songs. And yeah, so that was Slackjaw Sinners was probably like 2005 maybe. And then Jack Pine and the Fire as a band didn't exist until our CD release party They all played individually on the album. So at the CD, or at least rehearsing for the CD release party, was the first time that half the band had met each other.
There's a lot of interesting questions come out of this. I always like to find out, because, you know, you mentioned, well, I started off in music, you know, like a lot of kids do. I mean, I started out in music.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, for me, it didn't take. And I don't, you know, I sit there and spend so much of my time thinking, well, how can I love listening to music so much? And I really love radio, but I've never really been able to master an instrument. And in fact, anyone that listens to this show on a regular basis will know that, you know, if I lie on the couch, that's what I'm going to tell people. It's like, oh, why couldn't I not master an instrument? But you started off in, what were you in, piano and other instruments, and then graduated to the guitar?
Yeah, piano, I was taking lessons and stuff. There was a great teacher named Daryl who was teaching me mostly by ear. He wasn't worrying about theory, he just wanted me to love music. And that's what I wanted to do too. So that worked out really well for me. And eventually, I was not taking lessons from him, but I was still meeting with him every once in a while, and he'd hand me some cassettes or something like that. And Tom Waits was one of them. I'm a huge Tom Waits fan because of that. I've been a fan of Tom Waits since I was like 8 years old.
So he helped you get started in music. You know, you went through piano and everything else, and then moved on to
when guitar. When I started playing guitar, I took one learn guitar in a day lesson. And basically what I learned from that was three or four chords and how to not stop when you make a mistake. Basically, if your left hand makes a mistake, make sure your right hand keeps going. And that's like the one lesson I've just hung on to. Just keep going.
You know, that might be a good life lesson for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, don't sweat the small stuff.
Just keep going. Your left hand hurts, your right hand's still going, right?
Yeah. So did you go to university for music, or did you go to university for something else?
No, I've been sort of reluctant at making a career of music. It's been something that's always been a part of my life, and it's always been extremely important to me. And part of me has always kind of resisted doing it in professional capacity for the fear that it will ruin it for me.
and that is a very good point. And because like, I hear from people a lot that, you know, that music as a career is a whole lot different from music, you know, because this is my creative outlet.
Yeah. And like, I'm 36 years old now, and it's just now that it's been slow that I'm getting comfortable with the idea of making it an actual like professional income and like paying actual bills with it. So far it hasn't been what's happening, but that's all right too.
But you know, part of the Jack Pine story to me seems to be the fact that although, you know, you grew up in Ottawa, I think that finding yourself had a lot more to do with getting out into the wild open spaces and getting into the sort of, you know, idea of being much more connected with the land that we live on rather than, you know, being sort of separated from it, like you could be in an urban environment. Is that a reasonable thing to say?
Definitely. And I think those values have kind of, they were kind of creeping around in the first album and are definitely there in the Lone Wolf EP. But in the new album, Left to Our Own Devices, I wrote that my grandfather built a cabin on an island that he owned on Lake Nipigon in Northern Ontario. And that for me is like all of my family is English heritage and stuff like that. I don't feel any connection to England or English culture necessarily. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I live in Canada.
Okay, yeah, good. But I do, like, I spent a month at a time on that island in Lake Nipigon. There is nothing there in terms of development. So when I was a kid, there were commercial fishermen and stuff like that. And there may have even been a logging trade still sort of wrapping up there. But the only neighbors, there's one reserve nearby. But otherwise, the island is in a conservation area. And I'd spend a month there at a time as a kid. And that is my heritage as far as I'm concerned. So I went up there and I wrote some songs when it was passed down to me and a couple cousins, that island. And the result is songs about isolation, because it is a very isolated place, and I was there alone for the first time, and lots about the environment and like connection to land and sort of humanizing the earth and animals. Lone Wolf, for example, would be an example of that. Also sort of taking responsibility for potentially destroying it.
Well, let's play another track from the album just now, and then we'll talk about the album and the players on it. What would you suggest we play?
Well, why don't we do Make Up or Break Up? Mostly because it relates to what we were just talking about. It's not a breakup song, unless you consider your relationship to the earth, basically. So it's basically describing sort of a battle between humans and nature. I guess the resolution kind of is that we will probably lose. Like,
oh, that's
the earth isn't going to lose.
very depressing thought for a Saturday morning after a long night.
We'll
overlook that.
if you think that humans are like the greatest thing to happen to the earth, I guess so. But when you take the whole picture into account, like, not that I hate humans or anything like that, but. Yeah. I think we could be more responsible
and consider our
impact.
Yeah, we definitely need a bit of a reset. Let's play that song just now. This is Jack Pine and the Fire from their new album, Left to Our Own Devices. And this is Make Up or Break Up. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
There's a warm front coming to stay for a while, the highest yet recorded to date in the files. And there's a battle raging between the sun and the sand to see who can get hotter, the sky or the land. And who's gonna shake up the ground where we stand? Who's gonna break up? Gonna break, it's gonna flow right on through us like every mistake. And the creeks will run wider, strong, fast and deep, and we'll try to jump over them, but it's too great a leap. And who's gonna shake us? Grows deeper and wider as we kick up the dust. With the crash of the lightning, the thunder rolls in to throw down our towers of glorious.
Take up the cause and its cause.
That's Jack Pine and the Fire with Makeup or Breakup from their new album, Left Her Own Devices. We're at Folk Music Ontario. It's now Saturday morning, although it could be Thursday, but apparently it is Saturday. After a very long night, Jack Pine, Gareth Ordenhall, is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio. He played in our room, The Fucking Cat's Meow, at Folk Music Ontario yesterday night. It was a late night. We very much enjoyed his set, which is why it was great to be able to talk to him today. Tell us about who plays on this album, because you mentioned that you're making music and you started off working it yourself. But it's always hard when you get to the point, okay, I'm going to make an album and I want to make a band album. So how do I find the people to play? So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, I was actually really lucky because when I made the first album, the self-titled album, which was released at end of 2011, I think of it as a 2012 release, and the rest of the world should too, but I was really lucky in that I just picked the people that I had seen that I really loved, and they were into it, and they stuck around after, which I had zero plans after that album. I was like, I'm making an album. And I'd made some promises to the city of Ottawa who had funded it. And I was like, I'm going to do all those things that I said. So I had that plan. But beyond that, I had no plans in terms of having a band or like knowing what to do in terms of a career. Like I said, I wasn't necessarily all in at that point for a career. I just knew I had these songs and I thought they were really good and that people should hear them. There have been some changes on this album. Martin Newman is still around. He plays upright bass, and he's a man about town in Ottawa. He plays in a number of bands, including Lucas Hanneman Express. Stuart Rutherford has also been around since the beginning. He plays dobro, and on this album, he's now playing some fiddle. He started playing fiddle in the shows. And then Anders Drerup is also a holdover from the first album. He was technically a guest officially on the first album. This time around, he's an official member. Anders is an incredibly talented guy who plays guitar and pedal steel and just about anything else you put in his hand, whether he's ever played it or not. Really great to have him on board. And then Micah Soudry is a new drummer for us, also very well known and respected around the Ottawa music scene. The Mashed Potato Mashers destroyed FMO a few years. A few years ago, I don't know when that was, probably 2012 or earlier, that was a Balkan brass band that just like destroyed a room and was pouring ouzo into each other's mouths and it was craziness. It was amazing, actually. And then we have some guests as well. Kelly Prescott, most notably, is on there with a backing vocal on You'll Find Me Waiting. She was actually did a guest on the first album, too, so she's another hangover.
She's a great vocalist, yeah.
Excellent, yes. Yeah.
No, that's great.
Yeah, extremely talented. Al Wood, Chris McLean, and Pat McLaughlin are also all very talented people from Ottawa. And yeah, I was really happy to get all Ottawa folks on there.
So that is the band album. Now, as well as playing with the band, you also play solo as Jack Pine. Or would that be Jack Pine the Lone Wolf? Is that how you would bill yourself if you were playing a solo show?
Well, I bill myself just as Jack Pine. The Lone Wolf maybe is a sort of a tagline kind of thing. But yeah, I did that back in 2015. Mostly it was wanting to play more often and really having trouble making touring with the band viable in any way, like never being able to figure out how to make that work. So I wanted to be able to tour and play out solo, and I thought I should establish that. So there's two songs on there that are on Left to Our Own Devices. They're completely different versions. And two other new songs that I just kind of, at the time, didn't feel that they fit as well with the sound that I had created with Jack Pine and the Fire. For whatever reason, that's what I felt. And actually, one of them I now play with the band.
So can we play a track from the solo album?
Why don't we play Lone Wolf?
Okay. Tell us a little
bit. The title
bit,
track.
Tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, it's about the trials of being a wolf. Basically, it's about a lonely person, I guess, or a lone wolf. Lone wolf in human clothing is how the chorus goes. And it's about all of the other things that you could be that would be much worse than being a wolf. And yeah, the benefits of being a wolf.
Okay. This is Jack Pine from the Lone Wolf EP and a song about the benefits of being a wolf entitled Lone Wolf. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I'd be lying through my teeth, then I'd sneak under your skirt just to see what's underneath. Or I could be a rabbit, you could pull me from my hat, you could chop me up in pieces and feed me to your cat, so I'm a wolf. If it was a tree, you could hug me till you're raw, you'd never feel a danger that I'd step up and leave. Or I could be a rock, you could love me all you want, but with a cold hard stone, you may as well be alone. So I'm a lone wolf in human clothing, never exposing my teeth for the fear that it'll drive you away. Yes, I'm a lone wolf in human clothing, never exposing my teeth for the fear that it'll drive you away. I don't want to scare you away. No, I don't want to scare you away. If I was a fighter, I'd put you in your place, but I'm a lover, not a fighter, and a wolf all the same. I keep my claws for the hunt, my teeth for the food, and when it's cold outside, I'll be wrapped around you. So I'm a lone wolf in human clothing, never expose my teeth for the fear that it'll drive you away. Yes, I'm a lone wolf in human clothing, never expose my teeth for the fear that it'll drive you away. I don't want to scare you away. No, I don't want to scare you away. I don't want to scare you away. I don't want to scare you away. No, I don't want to scare you away.
That's Jack Pine with Lone Wolf, the title track from his 2015 solo EP. Jack Pine is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio. Today we're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference, which is a bit like homecoming for folk musicians. If you were listening before the break, you would have heard Jack talk about an incident that occurred in 2012 where some musicians were having lots of fun in a private showcase room. You do have lots of fun when you're putting on private showcases, which is obviously why I am now doing it for Folk Roots Radio with my good friend Michel Fortier from Michel Fortier Publicity. But Jack Pine is our special guest. He played in the room. You play an interesting mandolin because you almost play it a little different from some of the other people that I hear.
Yeah,
playing.
I do. I'm not sure how that happened. It's, I mean, no one ever, actually, that's not true. I did take some lessons on the mandolin at some point. But yeah, I definitely have a distinctive style. I mute strings a lot. I like the mandolin to sound really chunky and yeah.
It really works, actually, that one of the things I liked was it's like, wow, this is a different mandolin sound altogether.
Yeah.
But playing solo without any other accompaniment, I thought it really added to the experience.
Cool, well, thank you. It's I mean, people always compliment me on having the guts to to play solo mandolin, singer-songwriter. But I don't know. I like it. I like the instrument. That's all.
So when you normally play solo, you play a bit of guitar and a bit of mandolin? Is that how you
Yeah, do it? Yeah. I switch yeah. back and forth. And my songs are pretty close to split down the middle between the two. There might be a few more guitar songs these days, but yeah.
So as far as the live experience is concerned,
mm-hmm.
I imagine a lot of the time, if you're out of the Ottawa area, it probably is solo. Is that usually what you would do?
Most often solo or duo.
Okay.
Anders has been my sideman for duo things. That's what I've been working on recently in terms of booking right now. I've been looking for band shows, but...
But it's tricky because obviously the further away you get from the city, the more expensive it gets to take people on the road with you.
Yeah, so like it gets complicated and simple, I guess. I'm sort of trying to think of it as more simple, that if the money doesn't seem like it's going to work out, then I guess I can't bring the band. It's that simple. Yeah. Because they got to get paid too, and I can't afford to earn a living for all of us.
So what can people expect when they come to a Jack Pine show?
Well, Jack Pine, like I like to think I'm kind of like raw in what I'm doing. I don't know. I like to play hard. I like to play fast. I yell. I howl.
That's the lone wolf.
Yeah, the lone wolf has some actual wolf howling, but other songs have some hooty hoos and some hoots on the first album. And yeah, so I do that. There's very few songs that I play quietly. The word gritty gets thrown around a lot. I like to think that this new album, some people have told me that it's more country than the first album, which is the opposite of what I thought of it, but fair enough. I guess the sound maybe is closer to the country sound. I do my thing, the hooting and hollering, as they say, and the band behind me, I just pick the best players I can find, right? So they just blow me away every time. Stu and Anders play off each other. I don't even pay attention to what they're doing. They're working out who's playing the solos between them, and they just blow me away every time. Having Mike in there, he's got a whole different sound on the drums. He's got a really eclectic set of influences. Yeah, so it's a pretty eclectic sound. I like to look like a string band, but end it there kind of thing.
And that's a good explanation, because that's the whole point. You come to a live show, you want to be entertained, and you want to say, oh, that's a little interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, when somebody steps up with a mandolin and you know, proceeds to play it as if it's, you know, maybe you're auditioning from some death metal band or something like that. I'm telling stories out of school now. I shouldn't say anymore. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
www.jackpinefire.com is the website. That Jack Pine Fire follows all of the social medias and everything like that, at Jack Pine Fire, all that stuff.
That's great. Yeah. We've got one track left to play. We're going to take it from the Left to Our Own Devices album.
So we'll play Desert Island, I think. Much of this album was written on an island. This is probably the most obvious reference to that. This one I wrote, actually, Cabin Fever and Desert Island. I started really quick when I got there. Cabin Fever, I was like, it was the first night, actually,
you
I wrote
cabin
that song.
Fever.
Drinking whiskey, and I was like, man, what am I going to do up here?
It sounds very much like a city boy to me.
But. Yeah. And Desert Island is the other one that I sort of started writing really quickly. And basically, it was pretty literal account of what I was feeling. I had brought everything that I could possibly want or need to entertain myself, but was feeling kind of lonely and wanted some company. So that's what this song's about. All I want on my desert island is you.
It's been great talking to you today. This is Jack Pine and the Fire with Desert Island from their new album, Left to Our Own Devices. And I'm Jan Hall. We're at Folk Music Ontario. And Jack, thanks again for spending time with us.
Thank you.
Brought a box full of matches and a book of spells. I couldn't summon your face, and so I burned that book. I brought a crate full of records and the hi-fi set. And then I played it real loud, wishing you would shoot me that look. I brought an axe with a sheath and a sharpening stone. I got to chop enough wood that it'll warm my heart. I brought a three-room tent that takes a gale-force wind. But I'm sleeping outside under the moon and the stars. One of these bottles makes it